I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since the ISIS slaughter of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya, thousands are fleeing back across home borders. At the same time, a top Egyptian cleric is calling for teaching reforms to curb the extremism that leads to terrorism. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Egypt also avenged the deaths with airstrikes on ISIS. But what does that really mean for Christians? It doesn't necessarily mean safety. The Muslim Brotherhood hasn't gone away, and there are still attacks on believers.
We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters that they will remain strong and courageous in persecution, but also that they'd have wisdom. You know, what do they say? What don't they say? They need a lot of wisdom.
Read the full article at missionnews.org. Next, in a closed country in the Arabian Peninsula, Operation Mobilization workers are encountering new openness to the gospel. Through conversations, children's comments, and curriculum, they're getting more opportunities to share the truth. However, these workers are also experiencing some intense challenges, both physically and spiritually, as they seek to introduce others to Jesus. Pray for the men and women in this country as they continue sharing the story of Christ. And for Family Christian Store staffer Mike Bowles, a recent trip to Mexico meant more than escaping cold winter weather. It opened his eyes to the impact Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child are having on communities.
It's empowering pastors in their own countries to deliver that gospel, to minister to children, to pull families together and create new churches.
Learn more and get connected at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7. They're stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.